We're talking with Heath Sanders, of course, of Great Plains Canola Association. Heath, we're, of course, in the middle of the winter canola field tours that OSU and Great Plains Canola and some of the industry partners have put together. You're right in the middle not only of these tours, but right in the middle of some rainy conditions here in the state, and that's got to give you at least a little bit of optimism.
Well, yeah, definitely so, Ron. we were talking the other day that with this moisture and everything, it's really lifted the spirits of growers and producers and given us, increased our chances of this crop turning around and adding additional yield to what it was trying to do. And so that gives us some hope, definitely, here as we move forward. And, this crop is caught in between trying to survive and produce seed, and now we've got areas that's got some pretty good moisture. So we're going to have to wait and see how this crop responds, and what I think we'll see is that we'll see more flowering, and it may flower for a longer period of time here than it was before if it hadn't got the rain.
Now that's fairly typical of canola. It'll kind of wait on moisture a lot of times.
Yeah, most of the time, and canola is an indeterminate crop, and so it will wait and wait and wait until the moisture gets there, and then it wants to start growing because its main key in production is to make seed. And so it has those properties of that plant to do that. And if we recall back to last year, we didn't start getting the rain until the end of May when we were trying to harvest. This year, we're starting to get some rain, hopefully, and it continues this mid-April. And we should have enough time to let this crop go ahead and go through its life cycle and make a crop.
You think, from what you've seen, how many acres do you think we probably actually ended up abandoning over these winter months before this point?
You know, that's a really good question. We're still trying to, assess all of that and try to figure out. I believe that it's less acres than we left and abandoned last year at this time. And given this moisture, it's going to give this canola crop a chance to kind of prove to see if it'll green up and see if it'll go ahead and bloom and go through its life cycle and make seed. As how many acres, I hate to put a number on that, but probably in the neighborhood from 15 to 20, 25, maybe at the most, but probably around 20% at this point. That may be higher, as we continue to move forward in the spring, but until we get a better assessment on things, that's probably where we're at.
There's obviously good moisture, possibility of some more moisture over the next few days. Is that enough to pretty well almost make this crop, you think, for 2015?
Well, obviously the rain is the key thing, but also your conditions following the rain. And if you continue to get rain and we continue to be in the mid-70s and overcast, it's wet, it's damp, that buys us a lot of time for this crop to repair itself and fix itself. So are we out of the woods? Will this rain right here make the crop? Probably not, but it will definitely set it on track to be tremendously, the potential to be so much better than it was. And then if the rains continue to follow and we have pretty good conditions throughout the end of April and May, then that's going to continue on as well.
Now, we're looking at canola fields that are blooming right now. Where are we as far as physiologically? In other words, how mature are we? How close are we to maybe starting to think about the harvest season?
Well, as looking at some of these variety trials out here and some of the early maturing canola, it's done flowering. And some of the very, very early maturing, and so they will probably not reflower again. But if we've got varieties that are in mid-flowering right now, that they're going to be delayed probably a week, possibly a little bit more, maybe 2 weeks, if it continues to rain and continues to flower. We always say that generally it's 3 to 4 weeks after the last blooms fall off of the canola that we will generally be looking at getting close to harvesting or swathing, preparing the crop for harvest. Mm-hmm. And so if you look at today is the 15th, and you say another 6 or 7 weeks, that's going to probably push us into the, May, into May, 1st of June time frame. And that may speed up or slow down depending on our environment and weather as well. So we're kind of on track. We had sped up with this dry weather. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to kind of slow her back down and let this crop recuperate.
It seemed like last year we really speeded up and we were very, very early in harvest.
Exactly. We sped up. And then we got the rain and stuff started growing. And now this year we've got the rain a lot sooner. And so we should kind of balance ourselves to kind of where it should be, kind of that time frame of May 25th, you know, up through here to the 1st of June. And then as we move further north where it's drier, it may take a little bit longer for that crop to recuperate to do what it can do to make more seed.
So even some of the north central area that's been a little dry, we're getting some rains, prospect of some more perhaps. There's still some chance to make some canola in those fields?
Definitely so. There's always the thing about canola, and I kind of chuckle about it each year, and is to never give up on it until the final count. And it's got enough time. It's got a good start now with some moisture. It will take it a little time to regroup itself, to utilize that moisture, and to go ahead and start flowering and really, really going into flowering good. So, but it's got the time. We'll see how everything pans out. But it's definitely, it's probably going to grab a gear here in the next week and really start flowering like it should. So guys need to really be patient and see what it does. Kind of keep monitoring the insects and keeping an eye out on it and kind of see what it does. But Mother Nature has a funny way of trying to fix things that and this crop will definitely do that. It'll definitely fix itself. It has the potential to do it.